If you have been working in your career anywhere from 10 to 20 years, and you're currently in a situation where you're no longer happy, and you're actively trying to find something else, but it's not working out, you keep getting ghosted, you keep not hearing back. And so you've started telling yourself, oh my gosh, I'm too overqualified or I'm too underqualified. That's why I'm not getting any offers. Then we need to talk, because neither of those are the problem. And so in this episode, I'm talking more about why you think you're over or underqualified, what the real problem is, and how to position yourself so you actually start landing more offers in your job search. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role in recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. A lot of mid-career women who are trying to land new jobs right now are really struggling. So first of all, when I say mid-career, what do I mean? Mid-career, I define as when you are 10 to 20 years into your career. So 10 years in, 12, 15, 20 years in. Even a little over 20 years still works, but that is that mid-career range. And mid-career is a very unique time of your career because you already have some years of experience, right? At least 10 years, but you're not like fully established to where maybe you're being headhunted or people know you for something. And this is also the phase in your career where a lot of women tend to become dissatisfied in their career because now they've been maybe a little bit disillusioned by corporate America. They already know at this point that it's not all roses and rainbows. They're trying to hold clear boundaries, right? Where it's like, okay, at this point in my career, I want my values to be respected. I want to feel valued. I want to feel seen. I want to feel recognized. So they're just more stronger boundaries where you're not settling for anything. And that is usually what can then lead to you job searching at this phase of your career, because by this point in, you start to be a little bit dissatisfied with where you are, whether it is because you're no longer growing, the work is no longer meaningful, you're no longer fulfilled, you're just not happy, you're not paid well. So you're like, okay, you know what? It's time for me to land something else, whether that is, you know, going to do similar work in a different company or trying to get a promotion in a different company, or even just trying to pivot entirely because you know that the work you've been doing no longer satisfies you. So that is usually why mid-career women are job searching. And what I have seen from my work with clients is that a lot of women also struggle to job search when they are in this phase of their career because they're telling themselves one of two stories, neither of which are true. Right? Most mid-career women who are job searching, they're applying on job boards, they're not hearing back. It feels like their resume is going into a black hole, or maybe they're going on interviews and they're getting ghosted. They're not hearing back. Usually when those results are just not coming from the job search, what I hear most women tell themselves is either, okay, I'm too overqualified, or I'm underqualified. Right? So like that overqualified one might be you've applied for roles. Maybe you got feedback that you were overqualified. They actually told you, oh, you're too overqualified for this role. And you cannot wrap your mind around that feedback. You can't understand why having more experience is somehow working against you. Or you might think you're underqualified if you are trying to move into a new field or a different context or a different type of role. And you're looking at job descriptions and you just go to that bottom where it usually says requirements. And you're like, I don't have this job title, or I haven't been in this exact industry. So you tell yourself you're underqualified. And when you tell yourself both of these stories, either I'm too overqualified or I'm too underqualified, it can feel like the job market has already made a decision about you, and so you cannot change it, right? It can feel like, oh, I'm never going to land a different job because I don't have the right qualifications, or I have too many qualifications, so I'm just going to stay in this miserable job that is draining me, and so then you just stay there. And so in this episode, I want to talk more about that overqualified, underqualified story and the fact that it's actually probably neither of those two things. Really, you're likely stuck more so than you are over or underqualified. And I'm saying this because I have worked with hundreds of clients at this point. So I've seen the pattern. Are there situations where you might genuinely be overqualified or genuinely be underqualified for a role? Yes, absolutely. However, in my experience, that is usually not what is happening with mid-career women. It's usually that you are stuck, and being stuck is something you can actually do something about, right? Like, as opposed to saying, oh, the job market has decided that I don't have the qualifications. Oh, I have too many qualifications, so I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm just going to stay in this job I hate. That's a very different mindset from, oh no, what I am is actually stuck and I need to figure out how to get myself unstuck and what it takes to get unstuck so that I can do work that I genuinely love and thrive in. So that's what we're going to unpack in this episode. I'm going to share why over and underqualified are really symptoms of the same root problem, what that problem is, and how clarity and positioning can help you get unstuck so you can actually land a higher paying job that you're genuinely excited about. So let's start first with that story of thinking that you are overqualified to land a job. If you have ever been told that you are overqualified, so maybe you applied for a job, you got an interview, they rejected you, you asked for feedback, and then they were like, oh, we went a different direction. We thought you were too overqualified for this role. And that really just flustered and frustrated you. I want you to first recognize that that is a real thing, okay? Employers genuinely hesitate to hire candidates that they think have too many qualifications for the role that they are applying for. In fact, a study that was done last year with over 1,000 hiring decision makers found that while 70% of hiring managers say that they would consider overqualified candidates, 3/4 of those 70% believe that overqualified hires struggle to stay motivated in lower level roles. And almost 3/4 also said they are afraid that if they hire somebody who's overqualified, they would leave as soon as a better opportunity comes along. In fact, 58% of those 1,000 decision makers said that they would rather train someone new than risk hiring someone who will disengage from the job and leave. And that's because hiring is tedious, time consuming, and expensive for companies. When companies are telling you that they think you're overqualified, what they're really saying is that they think you will get bored in the role and leave within a year or a few months, which means that they have to then start the hiring process all over again, which takes time. They think that you will cost more than they budgeted for, even if you never said that, right? So they might just think because you have all these years of experience, you're going to come in and ask for a salary that is way higher than what they are willing to pay. They think that you might be a threat to the hiring manager that you would report to. Like, and this one is just like the real fact. Some hiring managers can look at you, and if you are way more experienced than them, they just feel threatened that either you will compete for their position or you will not listen to them, you will not respect them, so they don't take a risk hiring you. Or they think that you are settling in this role and they don't want to be your placeholder, right? They don't want you to leave in a few months or you to be waiting for a higher level job to open up within their company when they know they're not planning to open anything up anytime soon. So while it is extremely unfair, candidly, yes, when you on paper look like you have too many qualifications and too many credentials for the job that you are applying for, then companies are less likely to take a risk and hire you. And I think that the part that a lot of women don't think about with this overqualification story, though, is yes, all of that with the company. And what you might not be considering is that even if they did hire you, there is a high chance that you would likely be miserable and bored within a few months of being in that role. If you are genuinely overqualified for a role, you will get bored. You will feel underutilized, you will feel invisible, and you will eventually leave, which proves their concern right. And I'm saying this because I have heard, whether it's online or even from my own client, women who were applying for a role, and they literally said, oh, I figured I'm overqualified for this role, so it should be an easy shoo-in, right? Like they're applying for lower level roles because they think that means they should automatically, you know, get the job because they have all the qualifications. Meanwhile, one thing I've always said for years and years and years now is if you are 100% qualified for a role, you are overqualified and they're not going to hire you. You should be aiming for 70 to 80% qualification for a role. Okay. So being overqualified for a role is not just a problem for the employer. It is a problem for you too. And I said all that because when you're going in the market and you're not hearing back and they're saying you're overqualified, I want you to just assess for yourself. Have you been applying to jobs that you are genuinely overqualified for? Like, is that what you are doing? If so, it's just not going to happen for you. It's rare. It is very rare for a company to hire somebody that is overqualified. Or is it a case of you not knowing what you want? And so you're just applying to anything and everything that comes your way, some of which you're overqualified for, in which case we'll talk about that later. But I just want you to be thinking about that if the overqualified story is the one you've been telling yourself. Now, the other side of that coin is thinking that you're underqualified. Okay. I usually hear this underqualified story from the woman who wants to pivot into a new field or a different type of role. And maybe she's applied a couple of times and didn't hear anything back, or she just straight up talks herself out of applying because whenever she looks at the job description, she tells herself, I haven't had this exact experience. I haven't had this job title, so I don't have the qualifications, right? So essentially the story you're telling yourself, the false belief, so to speak, is I don't have the right experience, so I am underqualified. And what I usually see with this is the issue is not a lack of experience. Because again, remember, you've been working for 10 to 20 years at this point. You have years of experience already. So it's not a lack of experience. It's usually a lack of knowing how to identify your transferable skills and talk about those skills using the language of the new field that you're trying to pivot into.
Hey, if you are unhappy in your career right now, whether you are not sure what your next move is, you've tried to make a change and it hasn't worked, or you just know something needs to shift, but you don't know where to start, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. On this call, we'll get to the root of what is keeping you stuck in your career, and I will show you the three specific ways I can help you hit your career goals. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call to schedule your career clarity call today. Now let's get back to the episode.
That is the real problem. You think you don't have the right qualifications. Meanwhile, you're just not talking about the qualifications you do have in a way that makes sense for the job you're trying to land. And skill-based hiring is dominating the job market right now, especially with AI being able to do so many things. Skills are how you stand out. In fact, just this year in 2026, a study was done where 81% of employers said that they were prioritizing practical skills and abilities over linear experience, meaning that they were willing to hire across different backgrounds as long as the candidate showed that they had the relevant ability, capability, they could learn, they could make things work. Because in this day and age of AI, it's like AI can do so many things that right now employers are looking for human beings who are flexible, who are adaptable, who can, learn on the fly, which I know can sound stressful for some people, but really it's like, can you vision cast? Can you think, essentially, can you do the things that AI cannot do? That is really what I'm trying to say in circles. Can you do what AI cannot do? And if you have 10 to 20 years of experience, I'm going to answer for you. The answer is yes. You probably just don't know how to position it yet. Your job title is not what makes you qualified. Your skills are. Now, let me not get ahead of myself, right? It depends on the job too, right? I'm not saying that you could go be a medical doctor just because you have 10 years of experience as an engineer, right? I'm not talking about those specialized fields. I'm talking about thinking of my clients who have gone from mental health to civil court, right? Clients who have gone from teaching to program manager, who have gone from community management to Big Four consulting. These are transitions and pivots that they were able to make using their existing skill sets. They didn't go to school. They didn't get a new degree. They didn't get a new certificate. We just learned how to position them. And a lot of times when you don't know how to talk about your skills and position your skills, you will tell yourself that you are underqualified for the pivot that you are trying to make. And both of those stories, whether you think you're overqualified or too underqualified to land the job you want, they both have a common symptom, which is that really you are stuck. You're stuck. You're stuck in that miserable job that you hate. And this is me saying this both from years of experience working with my clients and even the research that is out there on job searching. The research is extremely clear. Job seekers who have clarity about what they want, clarity about their skills, clarity about the role they're targeting, they tend to engage and do things that are more purposeful in their job search. They get more interviews and they receive more job offers. And I felt like I had to share the research first because I was about to shout, but I don't want to shout in your ears. But I have literally been saying this for 9 years now. Since I became a career coach, I have been saying this exact same thing that you can't. If you scroll through podcast episodes, I bet like every 3 scrolls, you will see something, me talking about how you need clarity to job search. You cannot job search without clarity. Your job search will fail without clarity, because that is just the reality. I know it's the reality because I experienced it in my own job search and because I have seen it with client after client after client. And sometimes I just start to feel like, okay, you know what? Maybe it's time to just give you the research. So it's not like I'm just pulling things out of my butt and just saying it at you. Because what you have to realize is that when you don't have clarity about the specific role that you want, the specific industry that you're trying to go to, you do things that make it clear. Like me as a career coach looking from the outside, you do things that makes me very quickly diagnose, oh yeah, she's stuck. She's definitely stuck. And that's why she's not landing offers. Being stuck looks like applying for roles that are below your level because you feel desperate, not because they're the right fit. And then you're baffled why they're saying you're underqualified. Being stuck is looking at roles in a new field and immediately disqualifying yourself because your title doesn't match, instead of saying, oh, these are the skills I already have that will translate for that role. Being stuck is you applying to anything that looks even remotely reasonable. You get a little traction and then you say, oh, the job market is not right for me, or the job market is too hard right now, or nobody's landing jobs right now. And then you give up and you stay in that draining job that you hate. But the job market is not the problem. In fact, if you haven't listened to, I shared the podcast episode, I'm going to look it up actually to be sure. It was either last week or the week before. I talked about how the job market is not the reason why you are not landing offers right now. It is the way that you are applying. And if you're job searching right now, you absolutely should go listen to that episode. Absolutely should go listen to it. So it is actually last week's episode, episode 164. It's called Fix Your Broken Job Search, Why the Job Market Feels Impossible Right Now. Episode 164. Absolutely listen to that, because the market is not the problem. Everybody's demonizing the market. And I talk more in that episode about what is really happening in the market, why everyone is demonizing it. And at the same time, people are still landing jobs in the same market. Okay. So when you are telling yourself, oh, I'm too overqualified, I'm too underqualified, you are outsourcing responsibility for your job search success to the job market, because you make it sound like you can't control those two things. You can't change your qualifications. Meanwhile, if you pause and you get clarity about what it is you're looking for, why that makes sense for you in this season of your life, clarifying the why will help you see very quickly how you are qualified for that role. And once you know how you're qualified for that role, you will know how to position yourself to land more interviews and land more offers. So that is the way that you overcome the whole I'm too over or underqualified story that you've been telling yourself, is you need to clarify what you're looking for and then figure out how to position yourself. Overqualification, those are both just a positioning problem. Like literally, those are just, you didn't position yourself for the company to see you and believe that you want the job, believe that you're right for the job, believe that you'll stay in the job. You did not convince them that you are ready for this job. That's why they're telling you that you're overqualified or that you're underqualified. And it's hard for you to position yourself in the market well when you don't know what you want. You can't position yourself if you don't know what you're positioning yourself for. That's why you need clarity first and then positioning. That is how you get unstuck and stop falling for the lie that you don't have the right qualifications to land a job that you would genuinely enjoy. So let's talk about it. How do you get clarity, and what do I mean by positioning? Well, first, getting clarity is not just knowing the exact job title you want, which is very important. It is also really knowing who you are professionally and what you want in your career so that you can make decisions about where you belong. And the framework that I use with my clients to help build that clarity, it's called the Visa Career Clarity Framework, V-I-S-A. And V stands for values. This is where you're asking yourself, you know, what matters to you in work right now? Not what you think should matter, right? Not what used to matter 5 years ago, but what matters to you right now in this season of your career? When your work, when your job is in conflict with your values, you will always feel unhappy and dissatisfied in your career. Values are how you figure out what types of industries and what types of companies you want to go into. Once you clarify your values, you need to figure out your interests. What are those topics and ideas that genuinely engage you right now in this season of your life? What holds your attention? What problems do you want to solve? Your interests are the things that help you determine what industries make the most sense, because those are the industries where you will feel the most motivated and engaged in your career. And then finally, we have S, your skills, which is where you ask yourself, what are you genuinely good at? I take that back. Because when you are 10 to 20 years in your career, you're good at a lot of things. So that's why I take that back. Skills, I call them your high power skills, which is what are the skills you genuinely want to use? Not what you're good at. Because if you do anything long enough, you will eventually become good at it. Even the things that you don't like. So here you have to ask yourself, what are the skills that when you use them, you feel strong, you feel powerful, you feel confident, you feel good about yourself? Those are the skills that you want to keep using in your career. And then I want you to imagine three concentric circles, so like three overlapping circles. And in those three overlapping circles, it says values, interests, skills. The middle, the place where those intersect and overlap, that is alignment, the A. That is where you find the role that is aligned with who you are, the role that matches who you are in this season of your life. And I didn't say this because I had said, okay, values is how you determine the industry and company you need to belong in. Interest is how you figure out the industry. Skills is how you figure out what kinds of work, what kinds of jobs, what kind of job title makes the most sense for you right now. That is why the intersection of those three things is where you find alignment, because that is how you will know, oh, okay, this job title in this industry, in this type of company is where I am most likely to thrive in. And because you started that process with yourself, it is so much easier to position yourself because you already know the skills that qualify you for that job because you use your skills to determine the job. You know how to talk about your values when you interview with the company because you use your values to determine what company is right. Because you started with yourself, positioning becomes so much easier. So positioning is essentially when you are able to very clearly and specifically talk about who you are, what you bring to a job or a role or an industry, and why you are the right person for that specific role. Positioning is not generic. It is very specific. It is how you tell the job market, hey, this is the job I want, the job that I am right for, so come interview me. Positioning is how you build a resume that very clearly says, I am perfect for this role, interview me. Positioning is how you answer interview questions in a way that makes the people talking to you actually visualize and see you in that job because you know which parts of your career history to tell them about. You know which stories to tell. You know how to connect those stories back to the job you're applying for. And okay, back to episodes. I'm deviating here. But if you haven't listened to episode 162 of the podcast, I talk about how to talk about your experience so you get hired. And in that episode, I shared my START framework for answering interview questions. You should definitely listen to that also. If you're job searching right now, it's episode 162, how to talk about, fix your broken job search, how to talk about your experience so you get hired. I shared a very specific way of talking about your experience on your resume and your interview. Positioning is the way that you, it's essentially like you're putting yourself in one specific lane in the job market so that when a recruiter sees your LinkedIn profile or sees your resume or when you are in interviews, literally, they know that you are in the right lane. You know that you are in the right lane. You are way more convincing when you know that you're in the right lane. You are able to talk about the strengths you bring, where you see yourself in 5 years, why they should hire you, what weaknesses you have, because you already know that this is the perfect lane for you. So you're able to get them to believe it. One thing I always say is job searching is not about the most qualified candidate. So when you are hemming and hawing and saying, I'm overqualified, I'm underqualified, I can't get a job, like literally you're playing the wrong game because it doesn't even matter. Your qualifications don't even matter. The most qualified candidate does not get the job. The best marketer gets the job. Job searching is a marketing game. If you look at the field on marketing, marketing is all about getting people to desire something. That's like when you are watching TV and you see an ad for, I don't know, a Diet Coke and it makes you thirsty, they just market it to you so you go buy a Diet Coke. Marketing is all about making somebody else desire something that you have. So when I talk about positioning yourself in your job search and I say this is a marketing game, positioning is how you make the employer desire you. It is how you make them want you in the job because you have painted a very clear picture in their mind that you are right for the very specific role that you are applying for. There is no overqualified or underqualified when you know how to position yourself for the job you want because you will make them see that you are perfectly qualified for the role that you want. A lot of mid-career women are not positioned for any specific role. They have a resume that's talking about everything they've ever done in their career. And so because you're talking about everything, you're speaking to nothing specific. They go into interviews and yes, they might give like a very thorough and accurate answer that talks about their history, but it never actually positions them or gives evidence that they can do the specific job they're talking about. Positioning is how you fix that. You write your resume for one target role. You create your LinkedIn to reflect where you want to go in your career, not where you've been. When you interview, every answer you give connects your experience to the future value that you're bringing to the company. When you are positioned correctly, you look like someone who is making a deliberate, intentional choice in her career to bring her very specific expertise to a very specific problem. They cannot think that you are over or underqualified when you look like you're making a deliberate and intentional choice. That is the power of positioning. And the reason why I talked about clarity first, I'm repeating myself because it's worth repeating. You can't position yourself for what you don't know. Remember, I said positioning is when you're in the right lane. If you don't even know what lane you want to be in, how are you going to position yourself in that lane? That's why you need clarity. Clarity and positioning together is how you get unstuck. It's how you stop hearing that you're overqualified or underqualified in your job search. It is how you help them see that you are making a very intentional choice and you belong in the job that you're applying for. That is how you land a higher paying job that you are genuinely excited about as a mid-career woman who has 10, 15, 20 years of experience. So if you have been telling yourself that you are over or underqualified and that is why you haven't been able to land a job in this job market, I want you to consider that neither of those might be the real problem. That the real problem is that you haven't yet paused to really get super clear about what you want and then figure out how to position yourself for what you want. And thinking that when you do that, when you have clarity and positioning, your job search will become so much more intentional as opposed to reactive. Because right now, you're likely just reacting to getting out of that job you hate. Your boss pissed you off again yesterday. You want to get out. They're micromanaging you. You want to get out. They passed you over for the promotion again. You want to get out. You're reacting to the job that you already knew was bad anyway. Stop being reactive. Be proactive. Take charge of your career. Start by getting clarity, learn how to position yourself, make intentional moves, and land a job that will actually value you. And if you're hearing me say all that and you're like, okay, but how do I do that? Girl, that's exactly what I help my clients do as a career coach. Literally, I just told you that framework, the visa framework. I built these frameworks because I've gone through this journey and I've helped multiple clients do it. when I work with my client, I'm giving you tools from whether it's an assessment to my templates, like my resume templates, my interview templates. I'm giving you literally every resource that you need to successfully land that job that you desire, not to mention the coaching that you get from me so that I have my eyes on your experience, on your responses, and I'm helping you really navigate the process, like literally holding your hand through the process. That's what I help my clients do. And so if you're ready to stop trying to DIY and figure this out yourself, and you're ready to stop blaming the job market and stop telling yourself you're overqualified or you're underqualified, and you are ready to get unstuck from that job that is draining you and figure out what you actually want and position yourself for it so you start getting more interviews and more offers, I would love to have a conversation with you about how I can help you land your higher paying, more fulfilling role. Your first step is to book a free career clarity call with me. That career clarity call is where I will understand your unique situation. You'll tell me about your career goals. Tell me about what's keeping you stuck. And then after I hear and really understand your situation, I'll share with you the three specific ways that I can help you hit your career goals. If you go to hercareerdoctor.com/call, C-A-L-L. Again, that's hercareerdoctor.com/call. You can book a free career clarity call with me and let's start talking about how I can help you hit your career goals. Thank you for listening to this episode. As usual, I hope you found it helpful. I hope it's going to help you see your career differently, and I will catch you on the next episode. If you are done waiting for things to get better on their own and you're ready to get clear on what your next career move actually is, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call. On the call, we'll talk about where you are in your career right now, where you want to be, and exactly what it will take to help you hit those career goals so you can be fulfilled in your career while getting paid well. Again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. And that link is also going to be in the episode description below. I can't wait to talk with you.